listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about expecting to receive from God. And I'm going to read to you from Acts chapter 3, verses 4 and 5. Let's take a look at that together. We read this. And fixing his eyes on him with John, Peter said, "Look at us." And he gave them his attention, expecting to receive something from them. Peter and John went to the temple. They didn't go to make a sacrifice because they knew all that had been fulfilled in the perfect work of Jesus Christ at the cross. Instead, they went, the Bible says, at the hour of prayer. That's in Acts chapter 3, verse 1. Apparently, Peter and John saw no problem in continuing their Jewish custom of prayer at certain hours of the day. As Peter and John came to the temple area, they passed a familiar sight. It was a beggar who sat at the same place asking for kind donations from those coming in or leaving the temple courts. They'd probably passed that man many times, but this time, the Holy Spirit prompted Peter to do something different. First, Peter and John looked at the lame man. We read, fixing his eyes on him. The man must have been happy and encouraged when Peter and John stared so intently at him. Most people who want to ignore beggars are careful not to make eye contact with them. And when the apostles looked at the lame man so intently, he probably thought he had a big gift coming his way. That's why the lame beggar gave them his attention, expecting to receive something from them. From his place of lying down on the ground, the man returned the eye contact with Peter and John. Perhaps he even stretched out his hand or a cup to receive their generosity. Now that was good. The lame man did the right thing in expecting to receive something from them. His expectation was the simple belief that he would receive something. Many people have not yet come to the place where they really expect something from God. This is faith, plain and simple. Of course, our expectation must be rooted in God's promises. We can't take our dreams or wishes and expect God to fulfill all of them. Yet, when our expectations are grounded in God's promises, we can come to Him expecting to receive something from Him. The lame man in Acts chapter 3 was expecting to receive something, and he would have been satisfied with just a few coins from Peter and John. But on that day, God had something much greater in mind for this beggar than what he was expecting to receive. He would have been satisfied with far less than what Jesus wanted to give him that day. Working through Peter and John, Jesus wanted to heal the man of the cause of his trouble and his poverty. Now, today, you have the wonderful privilege of living your life full of faith, full of expectation of what God will do. Just pay attention to God's promises so that you can expect the right things from Him. We are often much too ready to settle for far less than what God wants to give us, and our low expectations rob us. Get ready today for a life full of faith and expectation in God.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.